Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
This is Sheffield Live.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense. Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. And tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak, or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves. Welcome to The Squeak. It's Sunday, it's 2 o'clock, and I'm James Hargreaves, and
I'm Luke Crofts.
He's back.
I am back. I survived Benidorm.
How was the holiday, Luke?
Oh, it was great. Really, really enjoyed it. Just fairly boring, you know, just a normal holiday type thing.
How can a holiday be boring?
Well, you just eat and drink and meet people.
That sounds like a perfect day to me.
It was good. It was good, I have to say. Yeah, we were sort of on the bit past the old town where all the locals go for their holidays.
Right.
So it was quite relaxed down that bit.
Did you get up to any of the crazy stuff that they're doing in Benidorm?
Went to see Sticky Vicky.
Did you?
Yeah.
She doesn't do it anymore, does she?
She doesn't. It's somebody else. I don't know if it's her daughter or somebody like that, but she's a lot younger and less...
Go on.
Hard on the eye.
Okay.
Yeah, because the original one's about 80, so she got a lot of... Well, she was just an old woman.
What kind of things does she do?
She pulls things out of places.
Oh, okay.
Which,
like rabbits out of hats.
Rubber chickens out of orifices.
Oh, okay. Was she sticky?
No. Well, the end bit was involved a bottle of Coke and a bottle opener, and it fizzed up and went all over the place. So it was a bit sticky towards the end. I'll leave it there though.
Okay.
But no, that was probably the most Benidorm thing that we did. We met a couple of ladies on their first night and ended up spending most of the week with them. So.
Ruined their holiday.
No, they loved us. They thought we were great. Ashley and Kerry, hello if you're listening. They're probably not. They might be watching on Facebook Live if they've got nothing better to do on a Sunday.
Hello.
Carl Malone is watching, and he's put hashtag banter.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for stepping in as well in week one of the holiday.
Yeah.
Thanks, of course, to Faith Shaughnessy.
And who's Tom not King as well.
And Tom King, yeah. From where were they from? They were the Gamers.
From That King Thing. It's quite a popular podcast. He enjoyed it. He sent me a message the other day saying how much he enjoyed it.
Great. Maybe I should go away more often then. I didn't want to come back.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah, I did not want to come back at all. To the point where I was looking for holidays on the way home. Coming back up the M1.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
Actually on your phone looking for another holiday.
Mm.
Apparently we've been tweeted, Ray's tweeted us, and she says... It's her daughter, Sexy Barbara, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a couple of new acts knocking about.
Right.
But not a patch on the original.
Mm. I never saw the original either, so...
Well, you missed out on a treat. I saw her twice. Didn't intend to go the second time. I bumped into some friends while I were over there the first time and they wanted to go, so we had to go again.
It sounds like you can't keep away.
It's got to be seen to be believed. Anyway. Hmm. So, what's happened in the last week then?
In the last week, automated my life in the last week. I've got new technology. It's been brilliant.
Really? Yeah. I've got old technology. I've gone back in time.
I've got
Got oh yeah, you've got your Sony Ericsson phone from about 10 years ago.
My new phone, it's great. It's got the Facebook app on it.
Right. Look, does it still work?
It works. Wow. It's the Java app. That's not right, hold on.
That's amazing. I can't believe it still works after all this time.
It takes a while to sort of kick in, but it asked me if I wanted to download it today.
Right.
I did. And it's great.
Wow, this must be more modern than I thought it was.
I think I bought it in 2009. I think I'd just come back off holiday. I mean, it's quite basic, as you can see. That's the... Oh, you can't see. Trying to get the contrast right. There you go. So it's fairly basic, but then just click on notifications there.
Right.
There you go. What more do you want? It's good because I feel a bit more disconnected, you know, because when you've got a smartphone or a smartwatch, you know yourself, everything comes through.
Yeah.
Constantly, and it's just...
See, this is why I turn notifications off on loads of stuff.
Yeah, no, I've started doing that as well, but I thought I've got an iPhone that I've got for work, and I thought I don't really need two.
Yeah.
And having that's been quite liberating.
Yeah.
Great phone.
I've still got an old Sony Ericsson.
Way ahead of its time, that. Takes great pictures. It's got loads of music on there.
Yeah.
Connects up to the... I had it connected up to the soundbar yesterday.
Right.
Nearly 10-year-old technology.
Well, do you know what I've got?
Go on.
I've got new light bulbs in my house.
Did they change colour?
Not only do they change colour, they turn on when you tell them to. You literally tell them to turn on. Like
Back to the Future, lights on?
Yeah. Right. And in different rooms as well. You can go living room on. Living room change colour.
How does that work then? Does it connect to your phone? Do you use voice technology?
Yeah, it uses voice technology. It connects to the new Amazon Echo that's out soon.
Oh, right.
And you literally just tell it to turn on and it comes on. And then you can fade it up and down, set dimmed and set the relaxing scene.
That's very in-depth.
See, Sierra Sunset, things like that.
Is it not a bit of a fad where you'll just get fed up with it after a bit?
I love it. It's amazing. It's genuine. It's life-changing. It's one of those things that you don't know you need until you have it, and then when you don't have it, you completely miss it.
How can it be life-changing? I think that's a stretch. I mean, I haven't got these light bulbs, but I can't see it changing my life.
It literally is. You don't know until you experience it. You can say it on your location as well, so on your phone, as you're walking into your house, the lights will come on automatically for you.
How much did you pay for these light bulbs?
A bit. A bit. They're not cheap.
How much for? Have you got one for every room?
Just the living room and the bedroom so far. But it's one of those things I think I'm going to get addicted to and try and do every house in the building. And I got Sky Q as well this week, which is great.
You've been on about that for a while. What is that?
It's the new Sky set-top box and features where you can, for instance, be watching something in the living room and then you want to go to bed, you can carry on watching it in bed, from where you left off in the living room and stuff like that, or on your tablet or whatever. And you can record 4 programmes whilst watching a 5th as well.
Wowza.
Yeah, so it's got YouTube and everything built in.
If you watch a lot of telly then, it's going to be all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
I only got it because it was I moaned to Sky a bit and got it for free.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Fair play.
It is good.
Well, music we've got today from Bayonet, Celador, Mooncrow, Be the Revolution, and God.
And God.
And God, which
this is my new favourite song, this one.
And it's called Blue.
It's amazing.
Here they are. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Get in touch on Twitter. We are at The Squeak. And we're also broadcasting live on the Facebook as well. Visit the page to see us live. This is And God.
ton of tweets coming in for that. We've had both Karl Maloney and Ray Ray Vaj saying that they love that track. That's And God with Blue. Bradford Band, you'll be getting to know that song because it's on the FIFA 17 soundtrack.
Is it?
Yeah.
So awesome.
Everybody's going to be into that one. And they're playing the Rocking Chair on the 4th of October.
Are they?
Yeah. So that sounds like a gig well worth going to.
Do you know how much it's going to be?
I think it's like £7 if you book in advance.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not bad, is it?
Rocking Chair's good.
Well, just while we're on tickets and gigs coming up in Sheffield, a band that we've featured quite a bit, the Slow Readers Club, finally playing Sheffield again. And, of course, they've been supporting James on their nationwide, either way, I think it worked, tour.
Yeah.
And James are playing the O2 Academy Sheffield on the 9th of December.
Yeah.
Tickets went on sale on Friday.
They did. I very nearly went to buy them on Priority on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, O2 Priority. Yeah, they went on O2 Priority on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Ticket price of £37.50, not including the booking fees.
Booking fees, nearly a £5 booking fees on top of that. So, yeah, I noped out of that. I did not.
£42, £43.
I really love Slow Readers Club, and they are a headlining band in themselves. I appreciate James. I like him. I've seen him a couple of times.
Namesake.
Yeah, exactly. They obviously do classic tunes like Laid, which is one of the all-time best tunes.
Born of Frustration. She's a Star.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit Down.
Sit Down. Yeah.
I'm okay.
All of the classics. But yeah, £43-ish to go and see them with Slow Readers Club, and I couldn't justify that.
Well, we were talking about it just before we came on. If you like James and you like Slow Readers Club,
yeah,
then it's not so bad because you're paying £20 in effect to see both bands.
Yeah.
If you're not keen on James, then it's an expensive gig just to go and see Slow Readers, and you can wait until they come back, can't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. I said to them, because they heard me moaning about it on Facebook.
I think you've done a lot of moaning this week.
I have. I love moaning.
Yeah.
It's what I'm known for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I said to them that I'll go and see them on the next tour. It's great what James are doing in that they're supporting like up-and-coming bands and inviting them onto the tours without having to buy on. But I think we've got off lucky as well. Apparently last year in Liverpool it was £55 a ticket.
Oh, well then, let's go and buy the tickets now.
Yeah, bargain.
£55.
But definitely go and see Slow Readers Club on the next headline tour.
Definitely.
Which won't be anywhere near £43, I don't think.
No, you wouldn't... Well, the last time we saw him at the... we saw him at Tramlines, obviously, but the first time I seen him was the room upstairs, and I forgot what it's called now in the corporation.
Local authority,
that's
yeah.
it, yeah. And what was that, £7 or £8?
£7 or so, I think.
And
yeah.
We saw three bands.
Yeah. I think there were four bands on that night, weren't there, I think?
Oh, they might have been. Leadmill was four, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We saw him there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Bit steep.
Bit steep, but justifiable if you like both the bands.
And just referring to your moaning there, you had a bit of a rant on Facebook yesterday, I think it was, because Jeremy Corbyn won his second Labour leadership election.
He did indeed. And it's just ridiculous that we've had to spend the last year doing this and getting to this point, which is exactly the same point we had a year ago when he won the leadership election in a landslide anyway. Then.
Well, he won it by something like nearly 62% this time round.
Yeah. From a higher electoral base as well. So there were more people registered to vote, more people did vote, and he got a higher margin.
Well, we'll just have to have a third election. We'll just have to keep having
just keep having
another leadership contest until he loses.
People are saying he's unelectable, but he's won every election he's been in just about. So all the by-elections to be an MP, he's won two leadership elections now within a year and with a landslide majority mandate.
Yeah, I think people are arguing that he'd be unelectable in a general election because he's not enough Labour.
How do we know?
Well, we won't until we have one.
I don't know. People are pointing at the polls, but look at what the polls were like before Brexit and before the last general election. They were all wrong.
The polls predicted a hung parliament, didn't they, in the last general election?
Yeah.
And the Conservatives won it, obviously.
Yeah, they won it by a margin. Mm. And, I mean, the polls as well, if you are looking at the polls, when Corbyn first took over at Labour, Labour were 15 points behind, and he's pulled them back to, like, 7 points behind. And now people are saying, oh, but we should panic because Labour's at 9 points behind now. That's just ridiculous.
Mm. Well, glad that's all done anyway.
Yeah.
But then again, I remember saying I'll be glad when it's something like June the 24th and we can stop talking about whether we'll be in the EU or not. And we're still talking about it now, so we'll probably still be talking about this in the next few weeks and months anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, more pressing news away from politics.
Oh.
Great British Bake Off has moved to Channel 4.
It has. I wondered whether you'd bring this up.
Oh.
Basically, Channel 4 have paid £25 million a year for a tent, some ovens, and Paul Hollywood.
Yes, they've forked out the dough. that was a two, I didn't realise. Yeah, yeah. Forked out and dough.
And you basically ripped off Mel and Sue's statement, haven't you? And they said they weren't going with the dough.
Yeah, that's it. We've got it somewhere in you.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, Mel and Sue have said they're not going to Channel 4. Mary Berry's now said she's not going to Channel 4. Paul Hollywood's obviously gone.
Yeah, money.
Yeah. But I mean, the BBC now have talked about doing their own baking show on the BBC.
Well, hasn't Simon Cowell apparently offered to build them a new baking format?
I don't think they need one. I don't think there's anything wrong with the format. The thing is, they might not be able to use the same format because it's under the Great British Bake Off name. But
intellectual property and all that.
All that nonsense, yeah. But they've got Mel and Sue and Mary Berry, who are still going to be working at the BBC. They only need another male judge, and then they've got it.
They can't do exactly the same things, though, can they? They'll have to build another thing.
They'll just call it something else instead of Showstopper.
Yeah. But it's like when The X Factor took over from Pop Stars, like Simon Cowell got sued for millions and millions over that.
Yeah, because it was the same format as Pop Idol, wasn't it?
Yeah.
X Factors are pretty much the same.
Yeah. There'll be some legal battles if they do exactly the same. All they need to do is just tweak it and have a different kind of baking supplement part of it.
Hmm. I'm sure they'll find some way around it.
Yeah.
It's
like Top Gear going to Amazon.
Well, you mentioned Top Gear. Yeah, it's a car show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Channel 5's Fifth Gear wasn't too dissimilar.
No.
Because it's a magazine show.
Basically, they couldn't take the Stig, they couldn't do same kind of format.
I think the Stig's sort of become a thing of the past now after Ben Collins did his autobiography. I don't think anybody was that bothered about it after that.
He was still in the last series, wasn't he?
Mm.
What's interesting with Top Gear on the BBC, apparently, you know, obviously Chris Evans stepped down.
Mm.
All of the other presenters haven't been given new contracts either.
Really?
I found out the other day, yeah.
Well, it's interesting because before Hollywood went to Channel 4, he was offered appearances in a few Top Gear episodes.
Mm.
Some appearances.
Well, he is a big car buff, isn't he? Like, apparently he turns up to the Bake Off in like a Lamborghini and like a Ferrari and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he's a bit of a motorhead.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with it on Channel 4, though, because who are they going to get to present it?
The Chuckle Brothers.
I thought they were BBC as well.
Well, they were, but they're not doing anything now, are they? They actually released a statement the other day. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I wondered why you'd brought them up. I thought there must be something
just
here.
Randomly calling out
Chuckle
Barry
Brothers
and Paul. No, apparently on Good Morning Britain, they released a statement saying that they couldn't confirm or deny that they'd been approached to be the new Bake Off hosts.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's just a publicity stunt, but
yeah.
Quite a fun one. Danny Baker tweeted a picture of a Love Productions contract the other day, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, which referred to the Great British Bake Off.
All right.
But I suspect that will be for the charity special.
The Stand Up To Cancer.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be the first one that airs on Channel 4. No date, it just says 2017. But when it started in 2010. And last year, do you know how many people watched the final of last year, Great British Bake Off?
I don't know. How many, like, crusty, boring people are there in the UK?
I like Bake Off.
Exactly.
13.4 million watched the final last
year. That's really good ratings.
It was worth it. I mean, the BBC were paying £7 million for it.
Yeah.
They offered £15 million to renew the contract, and Love Production said no, not doing it for any less than 25.
Yeah.
It's just greed, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Absolute greed.
But
are they going to get a fortune from advertising revenue?
Yeah. Well, Channel 4 will take the advertising revenue. It's down to 4 to sell that.
Well, it'll pay back what they've had to fork out.
You'd like to think so.
Do you think it'll do anything on Channel 4 though? Without the main characters?
I think so. People tune in just for just to see what it's all about at first, won't they? And then they'll stick around if it's any good with the new presenters and whatever.
Mm.
Is it in the same position that Top Gear's in, where everyone's going to be comparing it to Mel and Sue and Mary Berry?
Well, absolutely, of course it is. Mary Berry was the star.
Yeah.
That's why I think the BBC...
To be honest, right, out of the four, right, Mel and Sue, Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood, right, the last one you'd want to take with you...
Paul Hollywood.
Yeah. out of the four.
He's not thought it through, because if he'd have said, no, I'm not going...
Yeah, could have been a new start for everything.
Then they've got nothing, Channel 4.
Yeah.
They've got literally got a tent and some ovens.
Yeah.
They've got nothing. They could have said, right, we're staying with the BBC, and the BBC are obviously going to do their own one, albeit with a different format.
Yeah.
And they could have just stayed and done that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm. But it's market at work, isn't it? It's, the way that the markets are supposed to work. People pay what they want to for something and it goes where it goes for the money.
Mm. I don't think it'll be as good on Channel 4 myself.
No.
Let us know what you think anyway on the Twitter, @TheSqueak, if you care. This is Forgotten People by Be The Revolution.
Something's happening today, something's on my mind. Someone's laughing at me today, you see the state of town. There isn't any hope for us, feels just like it's been forgotten. So it's time to shine.
Being the Revolution.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's really good. That's quite an early peak, because I don't think they've released that anywhere yet, but that's called Forgotten People off their upcoming EP, I believe.
So did they send that in to us then?
Told Carl and Maloney sent it on to us.
Nah.
On their behalf. Thanks, Carl.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, I like them. Very good.
Yeah.
If you're in a band or you know anybody that's in a band and you want to get your music played, please get in touch.
Yes, do.
At the Twitter, on the Squeak. No, that's not right. At the Twitter, on the Squeak. At the Squeak, on the Twitter.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds better.
You do it.
At the Squeak, which is T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K, on Twitter.
I wonder if anybody's handle is at the Twitter.
I bet Twitter wouldn't allow that.
Probably not now. They probably took them all up, haven't they?
Yeah.
On Facebook.com/thesqueak.
Yep.
And there's an uploader there where you can upload your
there is.
Your
and it's working now again because it broke a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Fix it.
Oh, yeah. How did it break?
I think it's just the web server got overloaded and stuff. So
gremlins in the machine.
Set it all and...
Yeah.
Mm. So, yes, go there. Go to the uploader. Tell us a few details about your song and your band. And
oh, yeah, don't just... Don't
come in dates and stuff.
Yeah, don't just upload a song because we'll have nothing to talk about after we've played
it. This is a song by a band.
Yeah, exactly. So, we talked about money there. And the greed.
Money, 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 money.
Money.
Completely unrehearsed.
See, you don't get this with Faith and Carl, do you? You know in Only Fools and Horses where they're in the bar.
Yes.
And he falls through the bar. And he's talking to Trigger about chatting these two women up. And he says, talk about money. They love it when you talk about money. And Trigger goes over and he says, I saw one of those £5 notes the other day. Well, if you've got one of the new £5 notes, it could be worth up to £200.
It certainly could. So they've been going for up to £800 originally, apparently. And now,
really?
Now the price has gone down a bit. Mm.
Why, I hear you ask? Well, idiots are buying them.
Pretty much.
On eBay.
Or collectors. Well, whichever way you want to talk about it.
I've never understood this, because I was talking to somebody about it last night, and he said, yeah, the original ones will be worth quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why is that the case? Why can't you just wait until you get a fiver in your wallet and then keep it?
It's because it's the first ones that come off the production run. So I think it's serial number AA01, and then you have seven numbers after that. So AA01, 0000001, the note has been given to the Queen as the very first note name.
Yeah, and that's what I've got here. It's thought that the Queen has been given AA01000001.
Yeah. And basically, I think they're...
What does she do with it? She doesn't carry cash.
She probably puts it in a drawer and forgets about it. She probably looks at it and goes, what's this? Money? Who needs this?
Maybe she's got an album of self-portraits and it's all just money.
Maybe so. I wonder if the Rolf Harris one's still in there.
Maybe she's been sheltered from the news.
Maybe.
I bet she's just got loads of hooks now with nothing on it, because he painted her quite a lot of times,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. I wonder if she had him round to tend to the corgis as part of his pet rescue days.
Do you remember when he did Animal Hospital?
Yeah, that might be what I'm thinking of, actually.
The intro for Animal Hospital was great because it was the Mad Sax solo.
Was it?
Can you not remember Animal Hospital?
I can't remember the intro to it.
I can't play it because I've got an ancient phone, but we can probably look it up in the next
week.
The
Mad Sax?
Saxophone intro. It wasn't called Mad Sax. It was just a Mad Saxophone intro.
It was a saxophone.
Yeah.
The only thing I've got in my head there is
a lunatic saxophone tearing up the place.
No. Yeah, I've just got Yakety Sax in my head. Do you remember the Benny Hill music?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So when you said Mad Sax, I thought you were on about that. I'm like, surely that wasn't right for Animal Hospital.
No, I was just... You were just off on a tangent, I think, there. But yeah, so £200. Apparently, there was one on eBay which had a winning bid of £227.
Yes. It's crazy.
Have you ever collected anything money-wise? I know some people collect, you know, the pound coins with all the new different designs on them. 50p and whatnot.
Well, there's a 50 pence. I think I've got a 50 pence in my wallet, which is supposedly worth a fiver. The Battle of Britain one.
Somebody was saying there's one that's got Kew Gardens on there that's worth quite a lot of money.
Yeah. But in terms of collecting, used to have stamps, but not stamps, postcards of stamps. Because my mum used to work in the post office, and whenever new sets of stamps came out, used to bring out postcards of those stamps. And she always used to bring me a set home. I don't know what happened to them, actually.
Maybe you should sell them.
Yeah.
Some idiot will buy it.
Gotta be around somewhere.
They're buying £5 notes for £200.
Yeah.
Have you seen one yet?
Yes, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you had one?
Ray had one. Rachel had one.
You checked the serial number?
Yeah, first thing I did, of course. Of course, I'm going to stick that on eBay if it's going to be getting me 200 quid.
Yeah. Well, it's all over my head, this, because Australia have had polymer notes for years and years and years.
Yeah.
I was over there about 8 or 9 years ago, and I thought, yeah, this is great. Why don't we do this? Because you can wash it. Not that you would aim to do it, but if you forgot, they're not going to get damaged.
Supposedly lasts like 5 years longer than a normal cotton note, don't they?
Can't tear them. They're harder to forge because it's...
The can't tear them thing. Mm. I've actually seen that, where somebody actually was demonstrating that they can't tear them and tore it.
Ah.
So, yeah, don't try that at home.
Well, maybe you can then if you're determined, but
yeah,
it's not like...
If there's like a little nick in it or something, you can easily tear it, apparently.
Ah.
So, yeah, don't try the you can't tear them thing, because apparently you can.
Ah, okay. Mm. But apparently the £10 note's coming out next year, and then the £20 note's coming out by 2020.
Yeah, and the old £5 notes, they're getting rid of rather quick. I think by May next year, I think they're expecting to have all the old notes in.
Well, there's a new pound coin coming out.
Yeah.
It's, how many sides has it got? Is it got 8 sides?
Something like that, mm. Yeah.
And it's going to cause havoc, because everywhere that has the old pound coin mechanism, mm. it's going to have to be taken out and replaced.
Depends. If it weighs the same, then it'll work.
Oh, will it?
I believe so. That's how it used to work. It used to work on weight.
Remember when the new 10p's come out and you couldn't put them in the parking meters in Sheffield?
Yeah.
It'll just be another
disaster.
They were
thinner and had a different weight, I think.
Different groove.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed to be a disaster. You can just guarantee it.
And they're trying to get rid of the penny as well.
Mm. I agree. Why would you need a penny?
It's just ridiculous. They've done it recently in the equivalents in Canada and other places. And what they do as well, when they try and get rid of a coin, is they basically encourage everybody to give it to charity when you find it. So charity's actually made a fortune when Canada gave up its equivalent of a penny.
Well, I do that anyway. If I get odd 2p's or pennies, I just put them in the charity box. Or if I've got loads, I go to the supermarket, put them in the self-scan machine, just get rid of them.
Yeah.
But again, Australia and Canada, I think, stopped using them ages ago. They just 5 pence or 5 cents is the lowest you can get hold of.
There's actually, I think there's a John Oliver video from Last Week Tonight about the equivalent of a penny in America, and the only reason that they're keeping it in America at the minute is because there's a lobby group that wants to keep it as part of tradition, a lobby group that happens to be funded by the people that produce and make the cent.
Right.
So, yeah, it's in their interest to keep it going, so they fund a lobbying group to keep it there.
Or is it not the same company that produces all of the coins?
Not necessarily. It's because it's made of different metals, apparently.
Ah, right.
It's all very geeky stuff, to be honest.
Yes, it is. Very interesting. Very interesting. Shall we have another song?
Let's do it. And this is, well, everybody knows this from the last few weeks, but one of our favourites and one of Faith's favourites when she stood in was Celador Moon Crow. They've just released this new song for free on Bandcamp.
Can't keep me down, turn me up, up. Can't keep me down, keep me down, turn me up. Can't keep me down, turn me up, up. Can't keep me down, turn me up.
Forgiveness.
Can't keep me down.
This is Sheffield Live.
Forgiveness. You've Soldo been... Mooncrow.
Yeah, very good.
Brilliant,
very good
band. Brilliant band. So yeah, free on Bandcamp. Go to Bandcamp, search for Soldo Mooncrow, and there's three or four songs on there that you can download for free.
That's crazy, that, isn't it? It's good. It's so good, then.
It's just a way of building up a bit of a fan base, and they ask for your email address just so it can send you news of when they're releasing the next free song. So, yeah, well worth following.
Have they got any gigs coming up?
I haven't seen any promoted at the minute, but as soon as I know of them, I'll give it a shout.
Cool.
So, I do want to see them again.
Yeah. Well, I want to see them. Where did you go and see them? Was I...
Saw them at Yellow Arch.
Yellow Arch,
yeah.
I was at the Shaky.
Yeah, you were at the Shaky.
I was otherwise engaged.
You were at the Shaky. Which was funny, because as I was leaving to go to the Yellow Arch...
You knew exactly where we'd be.
Yeah. I was talking to Carl. I was like, not heard from Luke about this. I wonder whether he's coming. And Carl just said, I bet he's in the Shaky. And I just walked past, and there you were, sat right by the window.
It's a Friday ritual, 6 o'clock, Shaky, Dan and Jim and Dave. We've started having a sweepstake now, and when Dave's going to come, because he's getting later.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll put a quid in, and then we give each other a 10-minute window for Dave to turn up.
And what if he doesn't come in any of those 10-minute windows? Then roll over.
Just quits now, because someone will forget to keep all of the money, and it's just, yeah. But I had a result, because I'd put Facebook's broken again.
Yeah.
We're back on. Not anybody's watching. I'd put a load of change in.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, it's time's elapsed now, he's not here, so we'll have to take it back, and I took a pound coin back and left Dan with all the change.
Nice.
Yeah, just simple things. You were like, I knew you were gonna do that. Yeah, so you didn't even text, just turned up, and there we were, sat in the Shaky.
I was literally going to meet Faith in Hillsborough.
Just knew we'd be there.
Just thought, I've got half an hour to kill. I'll go and have a quick pint, wonder if Luke will be in the Shaky.
Nailed on. Yeah. I think we're going to go for a drink after this show, aren't we?
Are we?
No.
Might have a quick one.
All right, then. Twisted my arm.
Who knows? A quick drink. Because Rachel's making me a nice, lovely lamb dinner.
Yeah, we had lamb a couple of weeks ago, and it was great. And there was enough for a third dinner, so I had that the Monday night.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I love lamb.
So lamb. You had it on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. You didn't share it? No.
On the Monday night, there was only one dinner left. Just I had it.
Okay, so that's yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's completely reasonable, isn't it? Maybe not.
To be fair, in my house, any food is generally mine.
Yeah. Well, talking about food.
Talking about food, actually. I went to Mud Crab yesterday.
I weren't that bothered.
Oh, do you know what? The chicken wings as a starter are the nicest chicken wings I've had in a long, long, long time.
Well, I went round to... Why did I do it? I can't remember. I ended up at my sister's anyway. And she said, oh, we're going round to meet some friends on Eccleshaw Road for some dinner. I said, all right. She went, you can come if you want. I went, where are you going? She went, Mud Crab. I went, all right, I'll come along. I heard good things about it. And I had the American burger. You know, it's got the, like, fried egg and the peanut butter and all that.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, great.
Oh, that sounds odd to me.
Well, I thought it did. One of my friends, we've not seen for ages actually, said he'd had it at the Mud Crab, and we had it on Bungalows and Bears menu. And I really enjoyed it. So I had it again, and it weren't as good as the Bungalows and Bears one.
Really?
That's probably the last time I've eaten at Bungalows and Bears as well.
The burger was the worst part of the meal for me yesterday.
The burger?
I had a duck and bun, it was called, which is burgers with essentially like shredded duck on it, yeah, with the hoisin sauce and stuff.
Mm.
But the starters, we had croquettes, wings, and prawn toast to share, and all of the starters were really, really nice.
I just weren't bothered about the menu. And it's expensive as well, isn't it?
It's kind of expensive, yeah.
Everywhere on Eccleshaw Road is, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's not what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about, before I was rudely interrupted there,
sorry,
was the Iceland supermarket battle. Have you seen any of this in the news?
Yeah.
How utterly ridiculous.
It's actually not happening yet, but the Icelandic government are saying that they are considering it, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a battle over the name, basically. So,
Bye-bye, so, Facebook.
Yeah, the British supermarket chain could face a legal battle to save its name after the Icelandic government confirmed it's considering launching legal action. Mm. It's a bit bizarre because they've been trading under the name of Iceland for 45 years.
Yeah. Which I saw that and I'm like, well, I'm not sure that many people are going to get confused between Iceland the frozen foods company and Iceland the country.
Well, I always make a joke out of it because I'm a character. When people say I'm going to Iceland, I mean, I say, do you mean the shop or the country?
So, yeah, I don't think people get confused. And does that mean that we can then sue Iceland for the ash cloud that stopped all the flights?
To be fair, though, all the people I know that were affected by the ash cloud of 2008 or whenever were actually quite happy because they got to stay on holiday.
That's all right if you're already out there, but if you are then wanting to go, like, fly on your holiday at the beginning...
Oh, you're buggered, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. But like I say, I didn't meet anybody that was stuck trying to get on holiday, so they were all laughing.
How does your insurance cover that? Because that's going to cost you to stay out there, surely.
I don't know. It must do, yeah. It must cover you, because that's what insurance is, isn't it?
It's an act of God, essentially, which isn't covered under insurance.
Mm.
Like natural phenomena. Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, or if anybody's listening that's into insurance, please let us know.
Yeah. If you got stuck on holiday in the last ash cloud, then tell us how it affected you.
Tell us about it.
Oh, dear.
So, I mean, what do you think, though? What do you think about the Iceland-Iceland battle? Iceland versus Iceland.
It's hardly Kramer versus Kramer, is it?
No, not seen that, though.
I bet you haven't. I'm surprised you got the reference.
I once saw it advertised.
Right.
I think it was during an episode of Knight Rider.
Oh, what a programme that
I know, was. Yeah. I used to have Knight Rider as my ringtone, you know. I think I'm going to revisit that now I've got this.
Now you've got
now I've got this brand new phone.
Brick phone.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually smaller than yours.
It is.
The phone.
It's thicker.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a lot lighter. The battery lasts a lot longer.
So you're gonna have
a lot of singing today, James. Must be this bottle of energy drink that you're.
Yes, Lucozade Sport.
There are others available.
Indeed. Like normal Lucozade, and Lucozade Original and.
Stop saying Lucozade.
There's plenty of Lucozades available.
And other brands
and
as well.
Other brands as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised we didn't get told off, you know, because Faith kept saying the A word.
Yeah.
She actually called somebody an A-hole.
She did.
It's just not allowed,
not,
is
not
it?
Not like the Chris Martin debacle.
No, that was hilarious. that was brilliant, was yeah. Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
But,
she's not, she's not listening today. She's doing some birthday shopping. She's got a lot of birthdays coming up, apparently.
Yeah. Mm. Although, to be honest, the A word is quite mild for Faith.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been other words.
Carl Maloney's he's actually texted me rather than tweet us.
Oh.
He's put, most travel insurance policies cover travel disruption and acts of God are covered by some companies, but check your policy, kids.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carl.
That's not something that you'd ever check, though, prior to 2008, because it's never happened
before. I'm going
to
read through the small print and see if a volcano is listed in the acts of God.
But you wouldn't even think, oh, what if a volcano... You know, it's not... Oh, I'm going on holiday, but... Oh, well, have you checked to see if any volcanoes are due to erupt? Of course I haven't. No, when I think of that, because you wouldn't, would you?
Have you checked to see whether Godzilla's going to come out of the ocean and swallow your plane?
Well, now you're just being silly.
You have to take it too far, don't you?
Yeah. This is Bayonet.
Something for the weekend.
Last song of the show. It's called
Weekend.
DJ Ski is up at 3.
In it.
Yeah.
By Bayonet. That's a new single which is out now everywhere on iTunes and all that. They sold out the Rocking Chair last night for their single launch.
We haven't played any Bayonet for what feels like ages.
Yeah, I think we played them like nearly a year ago, didn't we, when we first started the show, I think.
Yeah, when did we start? Beginning of November, yeah. Sort of last year.
Yeah.
God, that is a long time. Yeah, I really like them.
Still here. Wow.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, nobody listens, but we're still here.
Yeah.
Well, Carl does.
Yeah, bless him. And he's currently cooking an aubergine tagliatelle with chilli and sun-dried tomato, in case anybody wanted to know that.
That sounds really nice.
It does sound really nice.
It does.
Far too vegetarian for me.
Yeah, well, of course, Kirsty's a vegetarian, so. Yeah. Hence the no meat.
Indeed. Just wrong. You need meat.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Moving on.
We've been talking about travel, and...
Yeah, I've just had a message in from Michael saying, I'm listening, but my iPad keeps cutting off. Just got the back end of Ash Cloud and Insurance. Lol.
Lol.
Gripping radio.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What would you do if you say you're on your flight and some really big obese person sits next to you? How would that make you feel?
Probably quite cramped.
Yeah.
Don't know. Well, it's tough luck, isn't it, really?
It's, would you say it's tough luck, or would you blame the airline for that situation?
Well, no, it's pot luck, innit? Unless you actively choose your seats, just unlucky.
Yeah, well, an Italian lawyer is actually suing the Emirates airline.
Right.
Because he was sat next to an obese man on his 9-hour flight.
And that caused him so much discomfort that he feels the need to take legal action?
Apparently so, yeah.
Right,
of course. From Northern Italy, claims a spillover caused by the person neighbouring his window seat made for a deeply uncomfortable journey from Cape Town to Dubai.
It's not like Italians to be deeply irate, though, is it?
Well, no. Probably all the wine he's been drinking. Is that just a generalisation?
I was going to say, yeah. Were there any Frenchmen there with onions round his neck?
Yeah,
and wearing berets.
Black and white stripy top.
Yeah, exactly. Terrible.
On a bicycle.
Yeah, obviously. Munching on garlic.
Yeah, so yeah, he's actually suing for over €2,000 in damages, as well as a refund for his flight. Says that he asked to be moved on his flight, but was told it was fully booked.
What? How ridiculous.
Yeah. big people.
I had nothing like that when I went away. It was fine. No issues.
No. I've been on a flight where there's been, like, the young baby crying and stuff, but you can't help that, can you?
Yeah, we had that on the way back, actually, a little baby crying. But, and again, babies get scared, don't they?
Yeah. Well, it's not just that as well. It's a discomfort for a baby because it's the first time they experience the air pressure. Yeah. Their ears popping and...
I don't really like it, to be honest.
No, I don't.
No.
But
DJ Ski is here.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Are you glad to have me back?
Well, it's been quite smooth this last couple of 3 weeks, actually.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, it's not been very smooth today because I'm driving.
There you go.
What have we got coming up on Platinum Plates then, DJ Ski?
We've got some DJs. What do you make us call DJs? You know, the toasters over the music. You know, these a well-known track, and then they put their own lyrics, usually in like rap style, like the beginnings of rap music.
Excellent.
Cool.
That's up at.
An hour of that to begin with.
That's up at 3 o'clock. Do you know? Have you managed to learn the Virgin Media TV channel yet?
Oh, I see. That's how you play me today.
Every week. He said, "I ain't got Virgin. Don't care.
I don't know any virgins."
That's why we don't speak to DJ Ski.
Well, Luke's here.
Yeah.
DJ Ski had a guest in last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Yeah, Tixie Bang.
Tixie Bang.
TIXY.
Oh, Tixie Bang.
What did you think he said? Go on.
What did you think?
I thought you said Tixie Bang. That's just a bit rude.
So you're thinking this, isn't it?
Apparently.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Tixie Bang.
From Jamaica, been in Sheffield a few years. Yeah. But did you listen to it? What do you think?
I listened to the first part of it. I didn't really catch much of him, to be honest.
Right, I did a few tunes first, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's not only you two can have guests, you know. Bloody loaded it with your guests.
We only have guests when I'm not here.
So what's the name that comes in?
Faith.
Sweary Faith.
Yeah.
She's usually drunk when she comes in. What can we say?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. So yeah, DJ Ski's up at 3 until 5 with his platinum plates. We've got to make a move.
In 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know what we're going to do for 2 minutes.
Let's just talk nonsense.
Oh, we've done that for the last hour.
we've done it all the time.
That last tune you played, I like them.
That was Bayonet.
The last DJ Ski liked Bayonet.
I'm just saying, are they from Sheffield Bayonet?
Yes, yeah.
We haven't played them for months, and they've just not sent us anything.
I've heard them before, but I like them.
Yeah, really good. That's their new single.
Endorsement from DJ Ski.
And as I said, they sold out the rocking chair last night, so they're like doing well in the live scene in Sheffield as well. Good video as well for that one. It's like a one-shot video of them walking down a path with lots of things going on around them.
So how are you feeling about Bake Off moving to Channel 4, Rob?
Well, if it gets rid of those two, I can't cope with those two. I'm obviously
What, Sue and Mel?
Yeah. They
not like them.
They don't touch a mask in at all. I've heard that it's going to be Chuckle Brothers for Channel 4.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
That kind of programme.
I thought it was a joke.
It's been reported in one of the Red Tops.
Yeah. But the thing is...
Oh, yeah, it must be true then.
You've got to worry about it because if they're putting up the tent, imagine, like, to me, to you, it'll fall over after 5 minutes.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, that could be good, Chuckle Brothers on Channel 4.
It could actually. I was thinking someone maybe like Alan Carr.
Oh, he annoys me.
Yeah.
That could work. He's not as tough as he looks, is he? That could work.
It's not just a hat rack.
It is indeed.
Right, anyway. Listen, guys, like I say, if you know anybody that is in a band or you're in a band yourself and you want your music played, please send it in to us. Where can they do that, James?
You can do it at Twitter, at TheSqueek, TheSqueek, or on Facebook, /TheSqueek. And there's a link to uploading music there.
Mm. And if you've missed us, you can podcast as well. We're on iTunes and Acast. Just search for The Squeak. But other than that, we'll be back. Are we going to do 2 hours next week? Because Paul's not here.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So we'll be doing. So we'll be in from one.
Yeah.
One until three.
From one.
Yeah. Well, have a good week, guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.